Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the last month of the year. It's December, yes, 2014 has come to an end. So let me ask you, have you been able to achieve your goals, your plans, your visions for 2014? Okay, if you've not, don't be discouraged. It is well with you. 2015 will be better for us all in Jesus' name. Okay, you are welcome to Healthy Relationship. My name is Grace. How are you? It's been the 11th month of the year because we are in the 12th month of the year. Okay, this day I'm going to be sharing something very sensitive. I'm going to be talking on why marriages fail. Yes, why marriages fail. It is so disheartening to see how great marriages we envy crash these days like a house of cards. Divorce has now become a cancer, eating deep into the fabrics of beautiful homes, and one begins to wonder if there is hope for the institution of marriage. Without any doubt, there is still hope for the great institution of marriage. But one of the ways to tackle the divorce issue is to identify some of the causes of seemingly irreparable damage in marriages, which leads to divorce a lot of times. So, let me share with you a few reasons why marriages fail. The number one reason I want to look at is infidelity. Infidelity. Yes. It is not easy to bear the betrayal and hurt of a cheating spouse. It takes a broken and healed soul to forgive a spouse who indulges in extramarital affairs. The union may not last if one of the spouses is an unrepentant cheat who cannot stop having illicit affairs, though he or she may beg for forgiveness each time he's caught or she is caught with someone else. It is even more heartbreaking if the cheat is indulging in a same-sex gay relationship. The betrayed partner in most cases may talk, and thus the relationship may collapse like a house of cards. Another reason why marriages fail is if there is a no sex situation. We call it a sexless marriage. This could be as a result of a spouse being obsessed with pornography and masturbation, so he or she will no longer derive pleasure in real sex. Thus, he commits or she commits emotional infidelity because all the emotions that such person is supposed to bestow on his or her spouse is being invested on addictive behaviors like pornography, drinking, womanizing, gambling, masturbation, and more. In this kind of situation, the betrayed spouse may go through emotional neglect, which may cause the couple to drift apart emotionally, though they may still share the same bed. So at this point, they are no longer soulmates, but mere bedmates. Lastly today, I'll just talk about poor communication. Poor communication may make couples disconnect with time, and this may be sometimes as a result of long separation. You see, some great couples have lost their homes as a result of distance created in pursuit of jobs, careers, contracts that keep them away from each other for too long. In these cases, communication breakdown is as a result of misunderstanding, immaturity, different backgrounds, you know, the upbringing and the culture. And the other person, maybe one of the partners, refuse to offer forgiveness for a wrong committed or choosing not to overlook a character flaw. I'll stop here today. I'll continue next week. I want you to know that it is possible to have a great marriage and to live together forever with your spouse. It takes a lot of determination. We'll continue to look at the reasons why marriages fail next week. I want to reach out to you. Whether you're in a halting situation, I reach out to you in the name of the Lord. It is well with your soul. I reach out to you. The God will heal you, will touch your heart, touch your soul, and touch your body. It is well with you. Connect with me on Twitter at @grace_firsters, and you can log on to my blog on www.embodimentofgrace.com. God bless you.